December 7th is the day when the United States will learn what retaliatory measures the World Trade Organization has approved over country of origin labeling, or COOL. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says they're anticipating the WTO will give Canada and Mexico what they've requested,
which is almost $3 billion in retaliatory tariffs to be authorized. At that point in time, it's going to take them about 10 days to put in all the mechanisms in order to affect these tariffs. And at that point in time, we're looking at probably, you know, the 16th, 17th, 18th of December when those will be implemented. So we have a very narrow window of opportunity here to try to get Congress to finally act to repeal COOL. The Senate has yet to act. They are the ones that need to act, and it's all about repeal. Repeal is the only way to prevent retaliation. There is no other language that is going to be satisfactory to Canada and Mexico, and the honest truth is they have all the leverage right now.
Chandler Gould with the National Farmers Union says they're urging the Senate to take the voluntary approach.
We've been very fortunate to have Senator Hovind from North Dakota and Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, so a bipartisan effort, have put together a country of origin labeling bill that is voluntary, WTO compliant, and still puts in there what is required in order to use that A label. I think the Senate's kind of on pause right now until we see that number come out of arbitration. I just ask the Senate, keep their calm heads. Let's look at the Hovind Stabenow bill. We need to continue to build support for it, move it through Congress, and we can fix this problem, be compliant, and also give consumers what they want, which is more information about where their food comes from.
According to Nick Giordano with the National Pork Producers Council, the best course of action is to repeal COOL first, then develop a voluntary rule.
The problem is, legally, Canada and Mexico are being empowered to retaliate. And if they don't like whatever Congress does, they still legally can retaliate. So what we need the Senate to do is to follow the lead of the House so that we don't lose U.S. exports and U.S. jobs. And then we can have a national discussion about what makes sense in terms of a label. And I'll tell you this, we got to make sure that whatever that label might be, first of all, I think it should be voluntary. And second of all, we've got to make sure that it doesn't violate international trade rules.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.